Mike Lindell sued by Dominion for $1.3 billion. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided. Dominion Voting Systems sues MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Dominion Voting Systems filed a lawsuit on February 22nd against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell following his statements about the election technology vendor after the November 3rd presidential election. Now, obviously, we've talked about this before. Mike Lindell, MyPillow guy, has entered the political ring. He's been involved in the political ring for now a couple months, and while he's spoken a lot about the Dominion softwares. Now, if we rewind a little bit back to the November 3rd election, you'll remember Fulton County. Now, in Fulton County, Georgia, they had a, voter irregularity that popped up where the systems flip-flopped the vote. Donald Trump's votes went to Joe Biden. Now, I'm not totally clear on the whole situation. There were a lot of people that said that was false, and there's a lot of people that said it was true. Now, at the end of this whole thing, you had fact-checkers saying it was false and actual evidence popping up to say it was true. I think it's understandable that a lot of people are questioning Dominion at this point in time. A lot of people have a lot of questions about the company itself. There's a lot of unanswered questions that Dominion has avoided since the November 3rd election in 2020. Now, I need to say this for YouTube. There could be voter fraud, but it in no way had connections to Donald Trump losing the election. Those quote-unquote big tech laws were put in place so people wouldn't talk about Dominion in any way, shape, or form. Now, one of the big people that did speak out against Dominion was Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. He's been a very hardcore conservative for the last 2 years. He's really been in the spotlight, talking on Fox News, Newsmax, and other various publications, even allowing his own MyPillow factories to manufacture masks at the start of the pandemic. Now, Mike Lindell is a very good guy, in my opinion. I've never met him. I don't know him on a personal level, but I do know from what I've seen, he is a very generous guy. He had problems in his early life with drug addiction, and he really prevailed into founding one of the most successful and most prominent companies in America right now, MyPillow. You can't turn on TV and not see a MyPillow commercial. At least that was true before his attempted cancellation. The liberal media tried to cancel the CEO of MyPillow, taking him off from all of big tech social platforms, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, etc. He released this movie documentary type of thing talking about the great steal. He discussed in various forms of how Dominion had involvement in stealing the election. Now, just so YouTube's made this clear, I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form the election or Dominion would have changed the outcome of the election. That needs to be made clear. But Dominion has a lot of unanswered questions, like I said before. Now, they're suing Mike Lindell for a defamation case. That's totally understandable. If I were in Dominion's position, or in anyone's position, I believe defamation is an important part of our legal system. But I believe that this lawsuit as its own is going to show a lot of gray areas when it comes to the First Amendment rights that someone holds, like Mike Lindell, for example. We got a lot to talk about today, but before we do, now a word from our sponsor.
Are you concerned about what's coming next? The political upheaval in our country worsens by the day. So does the potential for more drastic COVID-19 lockdowns. This is a turbulent time to be alive. And, you need to prepare for whatever might happen. Will there be food shortages? People used to laugh at preppers, but they're not laughing now. The smart advice is to have enough food, water, and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days. That's why I use My Patriot Supply. They're the leaders in self-reliance, and they have a 4-week supply of emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, so you never have to worry again. Why take the risk of going without food or standing in government food lines? Go to preparewithamericadivided.com and save 20% when you act today. That's preparewithamericadivided.com. The lawsuit filed in Washington, D.C. alleges that Lindell, a staunch supporter of former President Donald Trump, harms Dominion's brand by raising questions about the company's vote counting equipment. The company is seeking damages in excess of $1.3 billion. Quote, instead of retracting his lies, Lindell, a multimillionaire with a nearly unlimited ability to broadcast his preferred messages on conservative media, whined that he was being, quote, censored, end quote, and, quote, attacked, end quote, and produced a, quote, docu-movie, end quote, featuring shady characters and fake documents sourced from dark corners of the internet. The lawsuit states, referring to a video produced by Lindell that he released on several platforms, including his own website, where Dominion has involvement in politics and has involvement in the election, which, by the way, 50% of America believes was stolen from Donald Trump. Now, that doesn't make it true in any way, shape, or form. Nonetheless, 50% of America believes that the election went to Donald Trump. Now, on top of that, 50% of America believes that Dominion had involvement in that in some regard. Regardless if they did or they didn't, there were a lot of questions raised in the beginning, and Dominion gave mixed responses. Going back to Fulton County, one question that was raised was, why did the votes get switched? They blamed it at first on, well, a computer glitch, then retracting their statement a few days later, stating that it was a human error. Now, one of the biggest questions about this past election was, how could a human interfere with machines that aren't connected to the internet? There were a lot of affidavits signed that stated that these machines were connected to the internet and someone was controlling the outcome of the election. Now, in no way, shape, or form did that change the outcome. Regardless if these claims are true or false, it may not have changed Biden's win. There's still questions that were unanswered. Dominion should have just come out in the beginning and answered all the questions, but they didn't, leaving more people like Lindell, Fox News, and Newsmax to question. Now, we heard a little while ago that Dominion was suing Fox News and Newsmax and a few other people because they, well, this is another defamation case. As it stands, Dominion as a company right now, their reputation, I'd say, is tarnished in the political ring. Like I said, a lot of people question the outcome of the election, and a lot of people question Dominion's involvement in the election. We even reported various times on news about Dominion, and we're even talking about them today. I don't think a $1.3 billion lawsuit is going to solve anything. I believe that Dominion was in the wrong. They should have answered any questions that were asked, that were presented in the beginning, and they didn't. They chose to sit there and call them liars, and even in their quote, they called Lindell a liar. He should have retracted his lies. This is a matter of politics, and if you want to prove your innocence, if you want to prove that you didn't change the outcome of the election, they should show proof. They should show their machines. They should show how they work, and they should go through each and every signed affidavit and prove it wrong if they want to prove that they're in the right. I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.